This is Studio Session Shorts. I'm Abe Beeson.
They didn't consult with me on the artwork or anything, and they released the record, you know.
Pretty exciting.
I look at it, and I'm like, I'm just shocked.
That's pianist Larry Fuller in the KNKX studios with his trio in 2017. His first album as a leader, Easy Walker, was released in Japan in 2001, but the album cover wasn't what he expected.
And so to kind of jive with Easy Walker, they had a naked picture of a woman from the waist down walking like in stride, like Easy Walker, I guess was their idea.
That's At Long Last Love from the Larry Fuller Trio Session here at KNKX in 2017. Fuller had put in 20 years as a sideman, playing piano behind stars like Ernestine Anderson, John Pizzarelli, and the legendary bass player Ray Brown. It was Brown who'd connected Larry Fuller with the Japanese label who'd released the Easy Walker album. Now, Fuller had blown off the cover as cheesy, but Brown wasn't having it.
Ray just almost like thought it was vulgar or something, you know, and he said to the guy, he says, I've been on 3,000 records and nobody ever put anybody's naked behind on my records. And his voice would go way high, but like almost like a little girl when he got excited, you know. And he said, he's got to take this home to his family.
His time with Ray Brown's band. A veteran of the great trios led by Oscar Peterson and Gene Harris, Brown also worked extensively with singers Ella Fitzgerald and Diana Krall. Fuller said he learned a lot about music from Ray Brown and also about life.
He just had this natural way of making a joke or something and kind of like, you know, boosting the morale again in the band, but also the entertainment value again of working with somebody like Ray. He played great swing and music, but it was accessible to an audience, you know.
Larry Fuller in the KNKX studios in 2017, leading a trio with George Delancey and Jason Tiemann bass and drums through Bossa Nova do Marilla. Fuller still takes opportunities to play the sideman role, but has spent the last decade focusing more on his own trio.
I like the creative freedom when you're the leader of a... And of course, when you play piano, trio is the ultimate format. So it's exciting and fun to lead my own trio.
At the time of this 2017 session, Larry Fuller had a second self-titled trio album to celebrate. And as for that 2001 CD with the bawdy cover, a solution came from Pony Boy Records right here in the Pacific Northwest.
Well, they never did release it in the States, so I finally talked them into letting me release it. And I ended up just having my good friend here in Seattle, Greg Williamson, put it out. And he did a good job with it for me.
Django from Larry Fuller's trio at KNKX in 2017. A good reminder that you shouldn't judge a book or a CD by its cover. The magic is in the music. For KNKX, I'm Abe Beeson.